Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Are we done?
Hey.
Oh.
So the gang is back. It's been a few weeks.
Since we've all been on.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks. We wanted to obviously recap the free agency, NBA free agency madness that occurs every year, every summer, late June, early July. Obviously, we would have loved to have that Dame, the big Dame trade done beforehand, but you know, we did get a trade right before the pod, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little Grant Williams.
Tiny one?
Yeah, Grant Williams to the Mavs. Celtics get back a bunch of second round picks. And who was the third team involved?
I think it was Nick Legend Reggie Bullock.
That's right.
To San Antonio.
That's right.
Yeah, San Antonio was the other team.
That's right. That's right. And I think they sent Celtics got like 3 second-round picks out of it, something like that. And, yeah, Knicks were interested, but, you know, I at the end of the day, I think Grant Williams is probably going to start on the Mavs, and he wouldn't have started on the Knicks.
Yeah, and they can't afford him. He got $50 million, so.
That's right. 4 years, $50 million. Knicks signed Dante, the big ragu.
The big ragu.
Was it 4 for
50.
Yeah.
50 or, flat.
Oh, I thought it was 4 for 52 or whatever. We're splitting hairs at this point. Yeah, I think you're right.
Four for 50. Good deal.
Yeah, good deal. We'll take it. Lot to talk about here. Where do we even begin?
Well, first thing, was this the least anticipated free agency class? Like, I can't remember how long. There was no big name really, right?
Right. In a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, but the two headliners were two guys nobody wanted. It was James Harden and Kyrie Irving.
Correct. Right. And Harden's still out there. Kyrie got three-year 126. I'm going to assume that third year is an option, right? Does anyone confirm that?
Player option.
You got to think he'll be opting out. The
names weren't there. But I thought this free agency was very interesting and possibly sets the foundation for a lot of teams, and then also puts into motion future trades that may happen in the fall and at the deadline. Because next year, I don't believe that it's a strong free agent class again next year. It's the year after that everyone's wondering what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's always the next year. That's what it seems like. But you know, some of the big deals that we got here. So Draymond ended up re-signing 4 for 100. Kuzma back to the Wizards 4 for 102. The big, probably the most surprising, Fred VanVleet, 3 for 130 to the Rockets, which was insane. Insane. Like, are you kidding me?
That's a lot.
Yeah. What else we got here? A bunch of five.
Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, Jeremy Grant, 5 for 260, which a bunch of guys got that.
160.
Oh, 160. Yeah, oh, no, I'm thinking. I'm sorry. I got a list here. LaMelo was 5 for 260. Guy can't even get on the court.
Edwards,
Ant-Man, 5 for 260. A bunch of people got that deal. Bane, 5 for 207. I mean, T-Rex arms. I mean, come on. Like, what are we doing here?
It's crazy. $250 million to be like, wow.
You know, I was thinking about it. Like, maybe we should go team by team and kind of talk about, like, if they got a free agent and kind of what trajectory they're on. But I'll start with Houston, right?
Yeah.
They gave Dylan Brooks 4 years, $80 million. I thought that guy was going to be in China. and then you signed Fred VanVleet to a big deal. And I still don't know what that team identity is going to be, because you have a bunch of really, really young guys.
Yeah.
And then you have him, and he's like the adult in the room. And he's a good player, but he's not an all-star. And I don't know if he's a player that takes you over the hump. Like, it's not like when the Knicks got Jalen Brunson and Jalen broke out. You pretty much know where you're getting with Fred VanVleet. The way I think of it is, also, if you're going to spend $210 million and that's your backcourt or that's your players, why don't owners, and that's a fairly new owner, why doesn't the owner or the president or whoever, or let's just say the owner, why don't they spend $100 million and get Sam Presti or get Bob Myers, right? And make them the highest paid executive in history. And then at least you have a guy that's going to like be the architect and build a real team, rather than these bozos giving 210 to Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks, right?
For sure. I think that's a good point.
I think,
yeah, and there's no salary cap for a front office, so you can spend as much as you want on a GM.
I always said that. Like, I thought the Knicks should have gave, like 15 years ago, I thought the Knicks should have gave Popovich $100 million, and just make him the highest paid in history. Enough money that forces him to come to New York, and you just run it. You run it and then build it, rather than be bad for 20 years.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and I don't get. What I don't get is like why these owners come in, and not owners, GMs come in, and they feel like they have to use the salary cap. I mean, I'm not good at this stuff, but like, can someone explain that to me? Why do they feel like they have to just spend it? Like the Bulls did this too this offseason, where they just gave a bunch of just guys some deals for like no reason at all, it seems like.
Well, the only thing I'll say is you never, like, these guys never hit free agency anymore, right? They just, like, all the star players, they all just sign their max extension, right? And then just figure it out after the fact. Like, even I think Siakam was saying like he'd rather not get traded just because he wants that money from Toronto so he can get the full boat, and then probably right after he gets it, he's probably gonna get traded anyway. So if there's no reason to save it and you're going to put a team on the floor, you might as well spend it. But I guess the point would be like, why do you have to be so reckless about it?
Right. Right. Yeah. Like Juice, you were talking about the Rockets. Dylan Brooks, I mean, the thing he had going for him was defense. And even that looks like it's like, you know, done. Like he can't even defend anymore. At least these past playoffs, he didn't look that great. And then, yeah, that's a weird team. So you got like Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks, the NBA's first outwardly gay player, Jalen Green.
Is that true?
Is that true?
You haven't seen the videos circulating?
No.
Wait, none of you have seen these videos?
No.
Oh, God.
I don't think so.
All right, do yourself a favor. I thought it was all over Twitter. There's two videos out. Jalen Green, I think back in like college, like doing some gay stuff. And then Sengun at the four, and then I don't know who's playing center. I heard Brooke, your boy Brooke, Adam. He
re-upped in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but like the Rockets, supposedly they had a deal with him, and he went back to Milwaukee.
He reneged.
Yeah, wow.
Forced the Bucks to pay over price.
Yeah. So if they got Brooke, well, they could add a somewhat of a team.
They don't have their pick this year, right?
I don't know. They had two this year, right?
I think next year, like going into next offseason, they don't have a draft pick. They owe it to somebody, maybe OKC.
So they had to spend. Okay, so maybe that's
why. So I guess the point was to get better, but I think all they did was just sign a bunch of overlap for positions that they're trying to develop, and they didn't really get much better. Like, I still feel like they're like the 12th best team in the West, right?
Definitely not.
They got Jock Landale.
Oh, Jeff right. Too. From the Suns. Suns God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony, did you mention Jabari Smith, though, or no?
I keep forgetting about Jabari. Yeah, you're right.
Jabari.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
number two pick.
Kevin Porter
probably,
Jr.
I don't know who I like better, him or Green. Like, if I had to choose between the two, I don't know which one I would pick. I don't love either of them, actually.
Yeah.
I think Sengun is the best one.
I think so.
I don't know.
They're all young.
I'm gonna enjoy watching them next year. They could be pretty fun to watch.
I think so. And they got, you know, they got Udoka, Ime, coaching them. So they got, you know, a proven head coach.
What? What happened with James Harden? Because wasn't that the slam dunk? 100% go in there?
Yeah, what's going on with Fatty Boy, James Harden?
It seems like the person that was mentioning Houston as the team was Harden. Because I think Harden just thought there was going to be a max deal sitting there because they wanted to spend money. But then I think when it came to a head, they were kind of like, Houston wasn't really looking to do the whole 4 years, $200 million type deal.
Yeah.
And then when Harden went back to Philly and said, okay, I'll stay, that didn't really work out because Philly didn't really want to pay him that much either. So I think that's where he got caught between a rock and a hard place.
Wouldn't you love, I mean, for obvious reasons, to be a fly on the wall at that Michael Rubin white party in the Hamptons? All the people there. Yeah. But like since we're talking about it, Harden and the Sixers owner were literally there talking to each other. We're seen talking to each other. Like, what do you think they were talking about? They both got a little, you know, some booze in them. Who knows what else?
A little tipsy.
Yeah. You know?
I don't know. I think all these guys are so rich, and then the owners are ultra rich. But it's a room full of rich people. They're just hanging out and bullshitting. I don't even know if sports comes and it's a party.
Yeah, they might not even be talking business. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think that it doesn't matter. Like, it's not like how it used to be where they would be really like, it was a real rivalry and like animosity. I think like James Harden could go anywhere and he'd still be at that party next year. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so funny, you know, he posts on Instagram, you know, and he does the max amount of pictures from that party. He probably won't do that for anything else, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely nothing basketball related. I don't know if he has a family. But for the white party, he'll do that. So,
he's left about $215 million on the table in 2 years, I think.
Wow.
I don't think he has much value. Do you think James Harden has value?
No.
Nope.
I don't know. Like what I would like if I told you right now, would you take Hero, Tyler Hero, or Harden? You would take Hero, probably.
I'd be more.
Oh yeah,
and I don't even like
for age.
Yeah,
age, money, playing style. Yeah, right now. Yeah,
when we saw the rumors for Harden, you know, Knicks interested in Harden. I mean, we were all like a hard no. We were like, no, like I'm so out on that guy. I'm just done. He's either coming back to the Actually, no, he has come back to the Sixers, or he's going to the Clippers. Right, that seems like the only. Kind of, but that might be a deadline deal now. I don't know.
What does Philly even expect to get for him from LA?
That's the thing.
So yeah. it's gonna be like Norman Powell, a Terrence Mann. I think they can give 28 and 30 draft picks.
I would do that in a second if I'm the Sixers. I don't know why. I like Norm Powell a lot.
They'd be a better team with like Mann, Powell, and maybe some other role player.
I think so too.
Yeah, why?
Tobias can finally earn maybe half of the money he makes.
Exactly.
And I think they're sold on Maxey as their other star.
They love him. Yeah,
they think he's gonna be. Yeah, they love Maxey. So, I don't envision Harden going anywhere really. Even when that came up for the Knicks. I thought it's definitely like a 1 year and they just wipe him off the books or like he wouldn't even make half the season. Because can you picture James Harden under Tom Thibodeau?
Oh, no way.
I know you guys are going to kill me for saying this, but I actually liked it for the 1 year.
I know.
Yeah, just bring Harden in for 1 year and just put him in the backcourt with Brunson. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, he just walks and that's it. You got that $40 million to spend.
I mean, probably
for 1 year, I could deal with that.
Here's the silver lining. You'd have probably the best ISO backcourt maybe in the league, right? I mean, the two best
for sure.
ISO players.
For sure.
Like,
yep.
Just defensively, it would be, it'd be rough. You'd have to.
It's like, how many years in a row do you got to watch that guy choke in the playoffs?
That too.
Like,
yeah.
To really know that, all right, man, this is like who he is.
Yeah.
He never.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll never forget. It was years ago. And I think it was the Western Conference Finals in the deciding game. I think he had 5 points or took 5 shots, and that was it.
Was that
right?
Was that with the Rockets?
Like
missed like
or Thunder. Yeah. They were playing the Spurs, I think.
Yeah, Rockets Spurs.
Oh no, wasn't it? What was the one where the Rockets missed? I guess it was. Wasn't it against the Warriors? They missed like 20 something or 30 something three in a row or something.
Yeah, that was actually his best season. They shouldn't have. That could have.
That was another game seven. I think that was the Chris Paul Harden Rockets, right? I don't know. But
yeah,
it's just, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. Dame is so gung-ho on Miami. I don't get it. Like, and now, all indications lately, it sounds like the Celtics. But, like, they haven't even given Jaylen Brown his extension yet. Like, what's going on there? That's like,
yeah, a now it's weird, right? With Jaylen Brown?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to make another move, Boston. They have Brogdon to trade and a lot of picks. I was reading that they got the cards to make one more big move. I don't think it'll be Dame, but they're going to get someone.
Who,
sure.
though? I'm trying to think who they're linked to out there. They do need a point guard. They do need a point guard, right? I mean, Brogdon's
maybe
their point
they're
guard?
The Harden team. Maybe they're the Harden team.
Maybe they're like the Harden team.
Harden.
They should get Murray, DeJounte.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything about that.
I read today a little bit with him in Toronto.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, what's Toronto doing?
They need a point guard, but I don't know what they're doing. If you're trading for Murray and you just traded, you know, they have a lot of, like, what are they doing? Are they selling? Are they getting,
I don't know.
It's weird.
I don't know. There's a few teams out there. Celtics, Raptors, Knicks. Are they making a big deal this summer? Are they not? Like, what's going on? Like, I feel like there's still a lot that could be done here. And we're only like a week into free agency.
So that's the thing. Like, are these owners just making an undisclosed, like, tons and tons and tons of money that they're just paying these mediocre players insane bucks? Like, why would anyone, especially when they redid the cap, they redid the collective bargaining agreement, pay somebody like Jeremy Grant $160 million when, like, that guy's not taking you anywhere?
I know. And you know
what? That contract is so crazy because it came right after the Dame meeting. And you had to figure Dame was like, trade me at that point. And they still gave him the money, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So then, okay. And then the other side of it is, all right, the owners have to pay these guys these ridiculous contracts. And then on the flip side, now Dame is like forcing a trade to Miami where they're going to get 40 cents on the dollar. They're going to get Hero back. And that's it. And, like, why would the owners, like, when Kevin Garnett turned down that $128 million contract, the owners said, that's it, we're locking out. Like, why isn't there a lockout right now? Why are we paying?
I know.
It's like, insane. I don't, you're talking about Jalen Brunson. You see how valuable he was for the Knicks and how popular he was? Like, he's the reason the Knicks are not going after Dame, because they find, like, kind of like a diamond in the rough on a good contract.
Yep.
But he's, like, making minimum wage compared to these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him, RJ, and Randall are on, like, the three best deals in the league. I'm almost, you know, to that point, I'm almost okay with the Knicks not doing anything right now the rest of this summer. Because RJ, I mean, if he could take that leap, he's still only 23. If he could take that leap and become that third star, you know, quote-unquote star, they're probably a pretty good squad. I mean, they still need a backup four, but I don't know. Am I alone here? What does the Knicks fan say? What do you guys say?
No, I want to, let's see how it plays out till like mid-season, and then
yeah,
you can always reassess then, but I think they have a very, very solid team right now, especially in that conference. There's no dominant teams anymore.
It's
very doable.
I don't think so.
It's doable.
Yeah, Juice.
I think DiVincenzo, yeah. DiVincenzo fits this team way better than Obi did. They can go small. They have more shooting.
Yep.
They can guard the perimeter better. It's just a better fit, better playmaking.
Absolutely.
If we're gonna talk about the Knicks, I gotta talk about, and then we can get into the Nets too. But I gotta talk about Obi Toppin. So this to me was like just. It's like when they fire all these good coaches, or not, it hasn't been a long time before we had a good coach, but when they fire these coaches, I used to get so upset. But, like, I wasn't the biggest Toppin guy, but reading that they got back 2 second-rounders, like, what are you doing? That just shows that when it comes to drafting and evaluating talent, they still have no identity and no culture and no plan. They have no plan ever. You're talking about going back to, like, since Porzingis, you know, you draft Porzingis, you draft that other Grant brother, you draft Ntilikina, you draft Kevin Knox, RJ was the third pick, and who knows, by trade deadline, he might be gone next year for OG or whoever else is out there.
Right.
And none of these, you don't keep any of these guys, and then you give them away for nothing.
So the OB thing, this is what I think. Obviously, the leak audio comes out, him and Thibs fighting. And, you know, all the Knicks fans, we've been talking about this, right? How him and Thibodeau have had some sort of beef going on. I think OB kind of forced this trade. I think he wanted a bigger role, and they weren't willing to give it to him. So he's like, find me a bigger role. And the Pacers, I think, you could just see by the relationship with him and Haliburton going back and forth on social, that I think the Pacers were very interested in OB, and he might start for them, to be honest with you.
Why do we have to do the Pacers a favor by taking back 2 second rounds?
That's the part that sucks. I know.
And I get it. Like, you bring in, it cleared this enough space or the money to get in, bring in DiVincenzo. So it's pretty much a 1-for-1 deal.
Yeah.
But it's like, going back to it, it's so aggravating. We were the team with the biggest point guard demand. And we're sitting there, and Haliburton's right there, and he's like the only point guard there. In a COVID year where all we had to do was just go off of tape, and you don't take Haliburton, you don't take Maxey, you take Obi Toppin when you already had Julius Randle.
It is so pretty bad.
What was the plan? What was it? You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that just aggravates me and brings me back to the point of, like, you hire Leon Rose, you hire the Brock Aller, the capologist, you have an assistant GM in Utah, you have like all these top paid talent in their position, scouts and evaluators and all this nonsense. And you still do the same stuff we've been doing for a decade, 2 decades. We can't draft anybody. I mean, Mitchell Robinson and RJ Barrett are the only picks that got money.
Yeah. And we'll see what happens, but quickly, I don't know.
I think Josh hit the nail on the head with the plan. There was no plan for Obi.
There wasn't.
Like they drafted him and there was no, let's get him minutes here, let's get him this role. There was no role for him on this team, I feel like. Just watching it all year, he was in, he was out. He played well when Randle didn't play. Even in the playoffs, they were using him, it seemed like, a spot-up three-point shooter for the most part in the playoffs. And I feel like that's not really playing into his strengths. So I think they just took a guy who, like, they were like, okay, this guy's like a ready-made college player that was really good this year in college. He could probably make an impact right away. And they just had no developmental plan for him, and then here we are 3-4 years later, and he's out the door for 2 draft picks. Is Obi Toppin good or bad? Like, I have no idea. Like, is he gonna be a rotation player in the league? I don't know. Like,
yeah,
do you guys
I don't know. Maybe he's like a good player on a bad team. Like, maybe he can get up some stats, but I don't know if he's gonna be like an all-star or anything. But again, like, you gave him up for 2 second-rounders, right? Like, it's, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him.
At that point,
I thought
he
should have got a first rounder. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And then why'd they sign his brother?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And now he's, what, faking an injury to not play Summer League? because I don't know what they're doing with him.
But the thing is, like, when you look at teams like the Boston Celtics, right? When they had the number one pick and they moved back down because the guy that they really want is Jason Tatum and not, they know everybody in the league wants Fultz. And then they hire a guy in Brad Stevens from, you know, Butler, who nobody was looking at, but we all knew was really good. And you look at Miami, and what do they have, like 8 or 9 undrafted guys, and they're going to the final.
Yeah.
Like, certain these teams all have – look at Danny Ainge in one offseason, what he did with Utah.
Yeah.
Right? All these guys, they have identity, they have a culture, they have a plan. And what scares me is the Knicks have all these assets, and they have some young talent and players. They couldn't get Donovan Mitchell, fine. You couldn't get DeJounte Murray. You couldn't get Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So what are you doing with all these assets? That's what I'm scared of. They're going to blow it on somebody that, I don't know, I'll give you an example. You get Joel Embiid, and then he's just out of shape and always injured. You know what I mean? And it's like, we waited 5 years. I feel like we're in trust the process of this land right now.
Yeah, I'm definitely afraid of that, 100%. They do have a ton of assets, and yeah, I have a feeling they're going to deadline or next summer they're gonna spend it on Embiid, and it's gonna be the wrong side of his career.
But the thing is, the plan can't be, and this is for anybody, not just the Knicks, but the plan just can't be, let's wait and see. Like, maybe Giannis is really unhappy in 2 years, because in 2 years, that's when everyone's contract is up. And if they hadn't won in 2 years, and the owner, I think their owner sold the majority stake, one of the owners.
Yeah.
So maybe they're thinking Giannis is out, or Luka, Dallas is a shit show, so maybe Luka fans out. But, like, you can't count on that. Like,
no. Yeah, I agree 100%. That's not a plan. That's just, you're just sitting around waiting to be opportunistic. You're basically, you know, praying with rosary beads.
Yeah. But the good thing is now they have a good team. Like, they have a good young team.
They do.
So
yeah,
they can improve, and, you know, like, they're not shitty. If they were shitty, I'd be worried. But they have good contracts, they have a ton of picks, and they have young talent. So I think they're in a good shape.
They're in a really good spot. I think the one thing you got to worry about now is a lot of these young players coming up. Like quickly, for example, like, these, everyone's going to start getting paid, and this team just gets expensive. And then it's like, okay, you're paying a lot of money for, you know, where are you exactly in the East? So I think almost you do have to consolidate, I think, but you got to make sure it's the right guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like Josh alluded to Embiid. And, like, yeah, that's the big name, but maybe that's not the right fit. Maybe a Siakam or, like, an OG for, you know, less assets is a better fit. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm scared of Embiid. I can't count on him.
Yeah. I think I'd want either of the Raptors guys over him, or, you know, go after, like, a DeJounte or something. You know, something like that. Like, it's just...
Yeah, DeJounte.
Yeah, that would be something. Even though I don't know if they've been linked to him at all. They have been linked to Siakam, but the Siakam stuff's been really quiet. We're seeing a little bit here and there, but we still don't know what they're going to do.
I would almost guarantee he gets traded before the season.
That's what it's sounding like.
Yeah, I would almost guarantee it. Just because he's going to be due, if he stays there, he's already made All-NBA. If he makes All-NBA again, they're going to have to pay him 280-something million or whatever it is next year. And then what's going to be the point of that? Because right now they're probably like a 9 seed.
Yeah.
So I don't see Toronto doing that. So either you're going to lose him for nothing, like you just lost Fred VanVleet, or you're going to trade him and get some stuff back.
Exactly. Now, what are the Nets have obviously been heavily rumored in this Dame trade, but, you know, as the third team getting Harrow back. So,
Harrow.
Is that still happening? It sounds like the holdup in that trade is no one wants Ben Simmons.
So I originally I was all in on Lillard, as you guys know.
Yeah.
Just because you know, like, he's a fun dude. Like, put him in Barclays Center. The East is kinda, you know, shaky. Who knows? You know, Mikal makes another leak, maybe something happens, maybe they make another trade.
Yeah.
But I get why Lillard doesn't want to come there, because it's almost like, hey, what am I leaving Portland for at that point?
Right.
You know, like Portland's a big if, and the Nets would be a big if. So I get why he didn't want to do it. But for the Nets, if they can swoop in here, they traded Joe Harris, added 2 second rounders so they can clear some space so they could take a guy in. And Harrow fits right into there. So they could basically get him without giving up anybody. But I think what they want to do is they want to rope Ben Simmons in the deal as, like, hey, we're facilitating this deal where you're going to get Dame Lillard and you're going to form your big three. So the cost of that would be, We're gonna have to offload Ben Simmons. I my guess would be it ends where, like, Ben doesn't get traded, but the Nets end up having to give up, like, a pick or two, and maybe they get something else back, maybe like another young guy. But I do think that they're gonna end up getting Harrow in this deal, and I think that's a good move for them, just because he kind of fits their timeline. He's a little bit younger than those guys the Nets have, and he does some stuff that the team needs, like. He can create his own shot a little bit, and he's a really good three-point shooter. So I do think it's a good move for them.
Yeah, because
he could handle the ball a little bit too.
Yeah, he could play point. You're right. They are a defensive team. They need probably more offense. So yeah, no, he 100% fills the need. He's got that funky style, that funky, you know, that Brooklyn, you know, the Brooklyn hipsters will like. I think. I don't know.
I think him and Bridges is a fun little tandem to, you know, to start with, and then. They have the second most picks, I think, besides the Knicks, second most first rounders going forward. So they have the ammo also to eventually, you know, upgrade a point guard or whatever they decide to do. So
yeah. So it sounds like Dame is a Heat Just a matter of when. Sounds like, you know, if he gets traded anywhere else, he's just not going to be happy. He's not going to resign, you know, like whatever. So basically,
if you're let's say you're like Boston or the Knicks, you know, and let's say you do want Dame, like, but Dame says I want to go to Miami, like, what is the incentive for you to give up any assets, like, to get this guy? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if you're the Knicks and it's like, okay, it's RJ, it's Grimes, and 3 picks, and then Dame's like, I don't really want to go there. Like, why would you make that trade if you're the Knicks?
Exactly.
Right? So that's why I think they're caught between a rock and a hard place. And I think Portland really fucked this up, honestly, because they've been rebuilding for 3 years already. Yeah. Right? They traded TJ at the deadline. Then they tried to tank that year. Then it was, okay, we're going to try to upgrade at the deadline. Then they dumped Josh Hart, and then they shut down Lillard. So that's 2 years in a row. So this is already year three of the rebuild. So they could have been proactive and traded Lillard before he demanded out and probably got a shitload, like something like what the Cavs got for Mitchell, or, you know, any of those deals. But now they're stuck with one team to work with. So I think Portland kind of screwed themselves.
Yeah, it's,
yeah, but yeah. Why can't Portland just say, we're not moving, we're not trading?
Yeah, that would be the other option.
They could, yeah.
That would be the other option.
Or we'll trade you, but it's going to be on our terms, and we're going to use the 7 months till the deadline, and we're going to do the best deal for us. They're still not going to get full value, but yeah, I would just tell Dame, hey, listen, man, you've been here all these years. Like, we need to get something out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's one option I feel like teams neglect is like, hey, we don't have to trade you.
Right. Right. It's too bad that, like, you know, Dame's been there all those years. He's been the loyal guy, and, you know, no one wants to go there. Portland's just not a destination town, right? I mean, even with Nike there. You know, Nike's in Beavertown, which is like, you know, a Portland suburb. But even with that, like, players do not want, you know, Portland, it's, you know, it's kind of overcast and rainy. It's in Oregon, you know, it's just kind of like whatever. So I feel like a few years, not too long ago, big markets didn't matter. I feel like they matter again. I don't know.
They definitely do.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm getting that feeling again. That they kind of matter, that play. But, like, there was a few years there where I feel like it didn't, but kind of does now. So, yeah, I mean, that trade will happen eventually. What else? Oh, can we talk about, obviously, what happened in the middle of the free agency craziness on Twitter with the Paul, is your rate limit exceeded still?
No, it's good. It's good now. I don't know what happened. If he got rid of it,
that was crazy.
But, like, there was no announcements. I had no problem today, but that was bizarre. And what are you doing, bro? What is he doing?
I always thought that, like, Elon buying this thing, like, it seemed almost too good to be true what he was doing with it. That, like, something bad was going to happen. I think this is, like, the first kind of, like, domino.
Yeah, he's got a huge ego, man. He wants to be in control of everything.
Yeah.
That's what he probably said. Like, let's see how many people I can get to, you know, cure their addiction by paying the monthly fee. But the advertisers definitely stepped in and were like, yeah, what are you doing? People are not going to be on. We're not going to advertise with you. So we're out of here.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? Like, Juice, this didn't happen to you, right?
No, but I wasn't. I don't know. I feel like I wasn't on.
This was Saturday.
I feel like I checked for a little bit, but I did read something that this was his plan. Like, he wants people to pay for it to have, like, unlimited access. And people who have been Twitter users for a long time, you know, they'll be allowed to read X amount. And then if you're a new user, he'll decrease that amount. So it incentivizes you to, like, pay for it.
Right. But the way he did it was so sneaky. Like, it was just like this.
Very,
like,
sneaky.
Yeah, like this problem that happened. And he's like, oh, by the way, this is what we're doing now. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a glitch. And then he's like, no, it's no glitch.
No glitch. Part of the plan. I couldn't believe it. It was horrible. Like, Saturday morning, I'm like scrolling through, you know? And all of a sudden, it's like, what the fuck? I couldn't do anything.
How would buy on the second day? I'm like, rate limit exceeded. I'm like, fuck this. I'm like, let me get my ass.
Fine, Elon, you win. You just gave in. Wait, do you get a blue check mark now? Because I remember.
Yeah, oh yeah, I got one.
You
I
have it. Check. You're official. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Nobody else, you know.
There you go. Good for you. But yeah, we'll see what happens again. It was just like the worst timing ever.
Yeah, because it was good today and no problem.
Yeah, so. No, it's for me. It's been good basically since I think Sunday. But yeah,
but it was the peak free agency and trade rumors. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know, and that's probably when like the issue really happened because people are like constantly checking Twitter, like Friday night, evening into Saturday morning. Like I was like constantly on, so it was just like,
yeah,
you know, you're checking every 2 seconds, refreshing, trying to get all that news. But yeah, that was funny. What else? What else did we miss? Any other?
I think how about this real
the Suns.
Winner oh, was yeah, the so. Lakers.
So the,
oh, the Suns too, yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Lakers and the Suns. Those are probably the two big free agent winners right now. Loading up. But like loading up in a good way.
Yeah, I love what the Suns did. Love it. I didn't think they were going to get that many people, you know, to round out their bench. They got some good Adams boy, Utah.
Watanabe. Yeah, shout out to Watanabe. KD's guy. Watanabe.
Yeah.
That was a really good money.
Yeah,
they got Bates Diop. He's good. He's a good role player. Eubanks from Portland. Eric Gordon.
Yeah,
turned down a lot of money. Okogie came back, and I like Campaign. I don't know who's going to be their starting point guard. Is it going to be Kame, or they're going to have Booker kind of facilitate?
That's a good question.
I think it's going to be Booker. Don't quote me though. I think it's going to be Booker Beal.
Booker Beal, Durant. Aiden, and then who plays kind of like the four there or the three?
They'll have like Okogie. Okogie's for defend the wings.
Defend the wings, yeah. Who knows? Maybe yeah. Utah. Maybe Utah.
Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons had a really good trade that I thought made a lot of sense. Since Indiana signed Aiden to that restricted contract, he said, "What if you flip Turner, Miles Turner, and O'Connell?"
Oh, I heard him
so
say
they get
this.
A point.
Yeah.
And then get Ayton in the deal. And I thought that was pretty even because probably Ayton's better than Turner. So that they would throw the point guard in. And I thought
that
would
be a
home
run for Phoenix.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I think Ayton on Indiana would be good too.
Absolutely. They
get
their guy.
Get out of there. Yeah.
They get their guy. Whatever tension is, you know, going on between KD and Ayton, unless that was just all fabricated, but. Yeah, and McConnell's a decent, you know, backup, really good backup point guard. Could probably start for you, maybe on a loaded team.
That.
He could start for you. And then Turner, yeah, always, you know, finally gets traded. Yeah, I think I heard them say that too, Juice. I think that would be a great deal for both sides.
Yep, that's a good one.
So, are you guys putting ahead of the Nuggets or not yet?
If they're healthy, and I think they're going to get more players midseason. When there's buyouts and stuff like that,
right.
So they're going to keep on adding to their bench the whole year, slowly and quietly. And if they're healthy, man, how do you defend that team?
Yeah,
tough.
Yeah,
yeah. Nuggets don't have much depth. Like they've lost Bruce Brown
and Jeff Green, Pacers. Didn't they?
Green. Yeah, he's gone. He's on Houston.
He went to Houston. Yeah. Thomas Bryant, I think, went to. Where did he go?
Lakers, I think, right?
No, he had come from the Lakers.
I think it was Miami.
I think he went to Miami, actually.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But he was hurt. He was hurt in the play. He didn't even play in the playoffs. He wasn't even a part of that run. But, yeah, I mean, and then, yeah, we're going to, you know, the Lakers, too. I mean, holy shit.
They did us a favor, too.
Yeah.
Getting Steph, Gabe, Vincent Curry out of the East.
yep, absolutely.
So how come, let me ask you guys this, like, didn't you, when I was watching the playoffs, didn't you think like Austin Reeves was gonna get $90 million? Like, how come nobody paid him?
Yeah, because like I heard the Spurs were interested. I didn't hear anyone else.
I thought Detroit or Houston might grab him.
Yeah, he ended up getting 4 for $56 million. So,
yeah, that seems like a really good deal.
That is
like
a good
even
deal.
Even analysts during the playoffs were like, "Yeah, this guy's going to get close to $100 million."
Yeah, everyone it was getting a little carried away.
And Gabe Vincent, I thought was an awesome signing for them.
Yeah, but they brought D'Lo back. So like, what's the starting lineup for them?
I would say I think Vincent's the obvious ones. LeBron, AD,
Reeves
at the two.
Rui or Vanderbilt?
Okay.
Yeah.
So is a chance Vincent, he just may come off the bench for them?
No, I think D'Lo's the sixth man.
Oh, you think D'Lo? Yeah, that makes more sense because Vincent's a better defender. D'Lo could just be points off the bench. He could be like a sixth man of the year guy. I think that's a better.
Yeah, you know, who his favorite player was growing up.
Was it who?
Another lefty.
Oh God.
Manu Ginobili.
Really? Manu. Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Both maybe the best sixth man ever. That was D'Angelo Russell's favorite player.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. So that makes sense. But yeah, D'Lo got 2 for 37, and Gabe Vincent got where did I put him down? 3 for 33. Damn. Heat culture, baby. Get you paid.
I like the D'Angelo Russell money better than I like the Fred VanVleet money.
Yeah. For sure. And
I still think Kyrie Irving's gonna be on this team.
Ooh,
that's interesting. Do tell.
I think by the deadline. So my opinion is that the Lakers are the top two teams in the West. It's probably Denver one, and I think the Lakers are right there.
Yeah.
If they're healthy, it all comes down to Anthony Davis. If he's ready to play a full healthy season and dominate and be like an MVP candidate. If he's not that, and let's just say they're like the fifth seed or sixth seed and they're doing what they did like this past year,
mm-hmm.
they have a lot of depth, right? Maybe you package some of that at Kyrie from Dallas, and Dallas can get some depth and players that Luka can really play with. So that's what I think.
Yeah, that's
I see it.
That's definitely plausible. But yeah, some other guys they signed. Torian.
Can you see if Kyrie's acting up and they like Luka just hates him? And
oh yeah,
this kind of is not going right. They would just take back like Vanderbilt and D'Angelo Russell, or maybe in Russell and Vincent, and call it a day.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Yeah. So I mean, they also signed Rui, 3 for 51. Cam Reddish, 2 for 4.6 with an option.
And Nick Legend.
Yeah, Nick Legend. And then Taurean Prince. They got him on a 1 year.
He's everybody's legend.
Blazer legend.
Yeah. They got him for 1 year, 4.5. I mean, damn. LeBron still bright. Well, the Lakers are also, they're the Lakers. I think players want to play there. So yeah, they cleaned up. Them and the Suns probably have the two best free agencies of any team, I think.
Okay. Do you put the Lakers ahead of the Nuggets?
Probably not, because I think if Jokic plays against Anthony Davis, he just torches Davis again.
LeBron, yeah, another year older.
Yeah, Anthony, I think
Davis's bones and limbs another year older.
I think it goes Nuggets, Suns, Lakers. If I had to just rank them right now, I think the Nuggets are still the team to beat. The Suns, though, I mean, they got a squad. Because Booker and Beal are still young. Durant, not really, but, still playing at a high level.
I don't know if they would have gotten past the Nuggets, but if this team was basically built at the deadline with, like, all the new guys. If that team was together for a full season and built some, like, a training camp and some chemistry, maybe they would have won two games against the Nuggets instead of it being a sweep. But that's still pretty good. Western Conference Finals, say you lose in six games. So maybe they might be good. I'm a little worried about the Nuggets' depth, because they only went like eight in the rotation, sometimes seven, I think. And they still have Jokic, so I'm not going to dig them too much, but a little worried about that depth.
Yeah, I mean, they still got the other Brown. Who else do they? Reggie Jackson they re-signed. He didn't even play in the playoffs. But yeah, other than that, I don't know who else they signed. They're lacking some depth right now, so that's definitely got to be a concern. But
pretty much the Lakers, I mean, Gabe Vincent was a nice addition, but they pretty much kept the same team. Another top team that kept the same team is Milwaukee. And I have a question for you guys. Do you think that they'll win the championship in 2 years?
Within 2 years, you mean?
Within 2 years, the Bucks. If I'm giving you 2 years, yeah, 24 and 25, did they get a title?
I'm going to say no.
I'm also going to say that they need a retool, but because of the way their roster is, like, the only thing they could really do is just bring back Middleton and Lopez and just hope it works out, because I didn't see any other options. Like, Middleton's getting a little long in the tooth. Like, how much trade value is he going to have? Holiday said he's going to retire in 2 years. So, like, how much trade value is he going to have? Lopez is a free agent. They had to overpay for him. So now he's going to be tough to move. So I think the Bucks are in a tough spot.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, just real quick. I mean, they were my favorite to win it this past year. What happened in the playoffs with, you know, Giannis getting hurt? You know, it's a big, you know, what could have been if that didn't happen? Who knows? So I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say yes.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think if they're healthy, you know, they're still the team to beat. I think in the East, it was kind of like a fluke thing. What happened? I think this past playoffs.
Would they have beaten
the Nuggets?
That I'm not sure about. I think they would have matched up well. You know, Brook versus Joker. I mean, Joker, he's got the advantage over literally anyone, but. You know, who's stopping Giannis?
But maybe
on the Nuggets.
Maybe,
you know?
Maybe Holiday locks up Murray a little bit so he doesn't go off so much.
Yeah, I kind of like that matchup.
Gordon probably would have guarded Giannis, done a good job against him. He's proven himself to be like a really good defender.
Yeah,
it would have been a good series, Bucks Nuggets. I could see that being that's my early 2024 finals preview. Nuggets Bucks.
So I like that matchup for the Bucks, but I don't know if I would like the Bucks against the Celtics, because the Celtics always beat them up.
What are the Celtics doing though? They may have a completely. I mean, what's gonna happen? There's a lot up in the air right now. Other than, you know, they got Tatum, they got Porzingis, they got rid of Marcus Smart, you know, to the Grizzlies.
You think they're gonna like? They lose Smart and they lose Grant Williams, and like kind of the identity of the team was like switch everything defense. And now, like, I'm not like on paper, like the Porzingis addition is like really good for them, but like, I don't know, something feels weird about like Smart and Grant Williams just being gone.
They're two
for that team.
Yeah, they're two like tough, gritty guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think they're going to miss those guys.
And now, what's going on with Brown? Like, it's a lot up in the air with this team. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe they're planning for something big.
I think they're probably good.
Who wants to go?
What I was gonna say was the Jaylen Brown thing is tough for me, because they can't win with him now with Tatum, and I don't know if they will in the next 2 years, 3 years. So are you gonna commit to $3 million or whatever that super duper max is to Jaylen Brown?
It just might not be the right fit. Like, I think Tatum, he's probably proven he's like a top five guy, and Brown almost like gets in the way of that. Maybe you want just a more player who's just more like a role player, whereas Brown, I think, wants to be the guy as well, you know.
Yeah,
that might be getting in the way right now.
I think the fact that he didn't sign yet means that they're probably just exploring all the options.
Yeah. Yeah. No, 100%. 100%. I don't know who the player is that you kind of... Maybe it's a DeJounte, you know, bringing a guy like that who can kind of do it all defensively and, you know, could be a facilitator. And Jaylen Brown goes back to, you know, he's from Atlanta. Atlanta guy. Maybe that's the fit. Didn't we talk about that earlier this year too?
Yeah,
DeJounte for Brown.
Yeah,
yeah.
I could see something like that happening. I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking.
I think Houston and Udoka would love him. Also,
or that. But would the Celtics get back there though?
Great. Yeah, it's probably that's Sengun? Probably doesn't make sense to them. Like, timeline's probably not great.
Jabari, Sengun, and I don't know what else.
Yeah, what about like Jalen Green and a bunch of picks?
Or that.
But then the team is getting younger. Like, you want that experience of players that have played in playoff series and had success.
Yeah.
It's tough. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I like Porzingis. I mean, I wanted him on the Knicks.
I know.
I think that's a
I know. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting what happens there. I'm trying to think what other teams.
We might get into a period of time where all these guys. So, like, when I ask if the Bucks are going to win it in 2 years, like, is Giannis going to want to play in Milwaukee if they're not winning championships? I don't know. So I think he might go if Luka's wasting away, he might want out.
Yep.
Embiid, if they're losing, he's going to want out.
Yep.
So there could be a lot of shifting going on.
A lot of shifting. I mean, and you just named three of, like, you know, the top guys in the league, top three, top 10 players. That's like big time, you know?
The honest thing sticks out to me just because, like, Lopez and Middleton are so much older and, like, they're never going to be like a free agent spot. So
never,
like, I just don't know how that ends. Like, I don't know how they're going to figure that out.
Yeah. 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 It's tough.
Tatum needs I view him as like a Kobe Bryant type, even though he plays like a lot of power forward here and there.
Yeah.
I feel like he needs like a Pau Gasol type. You know what I mean? Yeah. Someone that he could trust down low. And I don't know, I don't think Porzingis is that guy, no way, but it's better than matching him up with like another guy who does similar things than him in Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's definitely something to watch. Definitely something to watch here is Jaylen Brown, Dame, Harden, you know, where are these guys going? Paul George, is he still kind of being talked to? So the Knicks, I'm happy they turned, you know, they didn't end up doing what was being proposed there. What was it? RJ, Grimes, Fournier, and three picks? And they had to extend them?
Three picks.
That's a joke.
Extend Paul George. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you could keep the picks in that scenario,
I'm not doing it. Still.
Still? Okay.
Only because he's not healthy,
and he's on the wrong side of 30.
Yeah.
He's older too, you know. And he's never healthy. I mean, what happened in the playoffs there? What kind of injury did he have? He never played.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know that Clippers.
Yeah, it's not even just like healthy. Yeah, he had a catastrophic injury too.
Remember that? Jeez. Yeah. And what's that Clippers team doing? I mean, they re-signed Westbrook to like a 1-year deal, right? What do you get, like $7 million?
Not even, really cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cheap. I think he might have got like $4 million.
Yeah, something crazy like that. I don't know what their plan is. I know what's his face got to be freaking out because that arena opens in like 2 years. There's a chance Kawhi, Paul George, like none of these guys are going to be there. So trying to get people, it's bad enough trying to get people at Clippers games.
But that's the thing, like you got to build it right. Rather than pay all these guys like hundreds of millions of dollars, you need architects to build a team, build it the right way. You know what I mean? Like I look at teams like okay, granted OKC. I don't know what they're doing. They might just be content not spending luxury tax dollars.
Yeah.
But like they know how to evaluate talent and draft guys. OKC.
They do.
I saw Chet Holmgren.
He looked awesome.
Nasty move.
Yeah, he looked great. Like,
oh man, he looked awesome.
He was sick block too.
But he's like Danny Ainge. He's building a team in Utah with like a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Picks and all stuff.
John Collins.
Yeah.
Your guy, like, Adam.
You gotta give the fans something to be excited about. So like now you're bringing out Kawhi Leonard, who never plays a game. So how do you sell tickets? Same thing with Paul George.
Yeah.
And then you got nothing else. You know, it's tough.
It's tough. Yeah, Utah. You mentioned Utah. They were a team that's kind of like in on Dame, but he definitely does not want to go there.
I don't see that.
Yeah, no way. But they may get in the three team fray. For Hero, because I think they're interested in him.
And, you know what was a sneaky? You know what was a sneaky signing? Kind of expensive, but I liked it a lot. Cleveland getting Strus.
Yeah, they got Strus for 4 for $60. Was that the deal? Let me see.
Yeah, I
have it in here.
He's a guy. He can shoot. He can defend. He's been in big games. I kind of liked it for them, especially when they got whacked by the Knicks.
Yeah, 4 for $64. Wow, nice.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah.
No, they're going to be tough. They improved a lot.
They signed Niang. I hate that guy. But yeah, they got 3-point shooting, which is what they needed badly. And that's what I like about the Dante. Mm. Going back to the Knicks, that's what I like about the Dante signing. They needed a guy, someone who could shoot threes and somebody who could defend the perimeter. And he does both of those. So just wanted to throw that out there. But yeah.
Yeah, the Knicks have a lot of different looks at on the wing. So I think that's really good for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Just need a backup four. Maybe this Isaiah Robbie can wow some people. You know, show
guys.
Some...
We might have to switch Twitter to Threads. You hear about this thing?
What happened?
Yeah, Threads is Instagram, Facebook's version.
It's starting to get like really big. Yeah, Woj has one now. Shams and Schefter.
What is it?
Just said follow it. It's called Threads. It's owned by Facebook.
It's like a lot of people have been building their own version of Twitter. Like Trump has one now. Was that the True Social?
Yeah, True Social.
Like that.
Yeah,
the guy, Jack, who actually invented Twitter, started his own one. I think it was like called like Sky, Big Sky,
yeah, Blue Sky,
Blue Sky.
And there was another one that was like a right wing one. What the hell was it called? Started with like a P or an R. It was like a few years ago. I think it's gone now. I forget.
Yeah. So now Threads is the Mark Zuckerberg version.
Interesting.
But it looks like almost identical to Twitter, like the layout. Okay. And it's an app, so I mean, if all the big guys are on there, I don't know, man. Might have to switch.
I know.
Way to go, Elon.
Yeah, I mean, if this rate limit bullshit keeps coming back, fuck that. Yeah, I may have to, but.
Adam, get that refund.
Yeah. I got to stop paying my Apple card.
it's interesting. I'm trying to, it's so funny because I'm trying to like limit my social media. Like I'm like this close to just saying buy Facebook. And it's like more social media. Like, oh my God, I can't.
I know.
All right. Well, listen. Still a lot of stuff in the NBA offseason here. We're only a week in, so there should be hopefully more to talk about. When does this Dame trade happen? Does it happen like this week? Does it happen end of the summer? Does it happen like right before the season? Like when's? I mean, we kind of already like, know what it's going to be, so you got to think it's going to happen any day now, right?
I think
it's going to happen tonight, and we're going to be like, fuck, we have to do this again.
I know. Well, we've already kind of, like, set all the scenarios that it's going to be, right? Unless it's something, like, completely shocking, like Dame to the Knicks or the Nets. Then we may have to get back on. That's, like, emergency pod status. But otherwise, it sounds like it's going to be the Heat. So,
let me ask you, Adam, what else? Like, what can the Nets do? Because the Nets were contending. And now they're going this like rebuild route, but is it really a rebuild? Are they going to try to get somebody big? Like, what are you reading on?
I would have went the rebuild. I think I mentioned to you guys that like Zach Lowe had mentioned that they could have traded McHale and got like Scoot and stuff from Portland, and they wanted to instead keep McHale and try to kind of build from the middle. I almost don't believe that's true because I really don't think Portland would do that. But I mean, I guess it's possible. But you pay Cam Johnson 107 for 4 years, and you know it's universally lauded as a good deal. It seemed like an overpay to me, like $27 million a year for like the fourth or fifth guy.
Yeah,
in the team. Seemed like an overpay. But yeah, I think if you can get Hero without giving up any picks and just stay flexible, I think that's the goal. Stay flexible, kind of stay in the middle, and. Wait for you. They're on a wing and a prayer doing the, you know, with the beanstalk beans and the rosary beads and saying prayers and seeing who could become available next. That's what it seems like to me. Because I think the right move probably would have been to blow it up if you're not going to get Lillard or you're not going to try to, you know, go get one of these guys right now. But this is kind of where they are. So I think they'll build like a fun little six seed, hopefully. And then kind of like in 2019 with the 2019 team, you know, something along those lines. And then just hope, you know, some you catch somebody's eye and you can make that trade because you do have the assets and you're a big market.
So
do you?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, do you think Sean Marks' job is safe and the coach?
Let me ask you guys a question. If a new GM had come into Brooklyn, right, and they took over after the KD trade, after the Kyrie trade, do you think they would have just re-signed Cam and said we're going to build with Cam and Mikhail, or do you think they would have tried to, you know, go? You know, they have all these assets. Do you think they would try to get even more and try to get a young guy?
They would have sold off Mikhail, get more assets.
Yeah, I agree. So that tells me that Sean Marks is probably under some pressure to win, because yeah. I think any other new GM probably would have went in there and been like, okay, I can get teams are offering 3-4 first round picks for a guy that's probably not even a top 30 player. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off, get all these picks, and you know, go from there.
They're not the rebuild.
I still think that's crazy that they turned down 4 picks for him.
Four, like, yeah,
that's wild.
They're not the.
I don't know if I.
Yeah, they're not the Nets aren't the, no offense, Adam, but they're not the rebuild type. Like, you know, they need to put fannies in the seats over there at the Clays, right?
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah,
they need a competing team, especially when they had the team that they had. So there's probably a lot of pressure to have a, you know, a
team. Yeah, they want to win. Josai definitely wants to win. He doesn't want to lose and have an empty arena. Right. And then the flip side of it also is, like, they went through 3 years with 4 years with guys that just made every excuse to not play. And Mikhail hasn't missed a game since like his freshman year of high school.
Yeah, he's the man.
So
yeah.
I think they were just like, they were like, this guy is like such a breath of fresh air. Like he's on such a, he's making $20 million a year. He was averaging 26 a game to end the year. He's, you know, potential all-star down the road. Like, I think maybe let's just keep this for now and just kind of reassess as time goes. Rather than just, you know, get rid of a guy we just got.
I love Mikhail so much. I'll go as far as saying, and this is going to be a little outlandish, if I can have, like, any player in the league on the Knicks right now, it'd probably be him. Not because of the Villanova connection. I mean, that's part of it. But, like, I think he's just, like, a perfect fit. He's, like, exactly what they need to, like...
Yeah, he fits everywhere. You know what
he
I mean?
Fits like, everywhere, like, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah, like, he could play any role. Like, he was the third or fourth guy in Phoenix, and now he's the number one guy. And he was great in both roles. And he gets along with everyone.
Yeah.
So... I think, in a sense, like, the one good thing about keeping a guy, even though he's a little bit older, is it's just very – it's much easier to build a team around him versus, you know, guys, you don't, you worry about personality fit, you worry about basketball fit. Like, you don't have to worry about any of that, so.
If you get Hero in that three-team trade, who's the fifth starter? Because you got Claxton at the five.
So it's Clax, Cam, Mikhail.
Hero,
and then I guess it's either Dinwiddie or Ben Simmons, depending on
Dinwiddie.
You know, there's still some Ben Simmons truthers out there. I'm not one of them.
I mean,
but they're still out
can
there.
Can you imagine prime Ben Simmons with those other four guys? That's a good team.
Yeah, it's a really good team.
It's a shame,
especially defensively.
Yeah, it's a shame. You know that it's like, you know, we're probably never going to see that Ben Simmons anymore.
Yeah, I think they do anything to get off his contract. It's only 2 years, but I think if they can get off it right now just to get even more flexible,
yeah.
I think they would. So.
Yeah, yeah, but we'll see. It's a fun time of year on the Twitter, on the rumor threads.
Who's still out there?
What you mean, free agents?
Not much.
As far as what may
free
happen.
Agents.
Yeah, free agents.
Like free agents.
I think everyone's been signed. Even Derrick Rose got a deal with the Grizz. He's going back to Memphis. Forgot he played college there. So long ago.
I think Christian Wood is still out there.
That's right. He is. Christian Wood's still out there. He was like the hot name a few years ago. Now no one wants him.
I like the guy Reed on Philly. I hope the Knicks.
That guy.
Who? Nas Reed?
No, Paul Reed.
Paul Reed.
Oh, Paul. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Was he like number 44 or whatever on that team?
Yeah, backup big man.
Yeah.
He's good. If he gets minutes, he can put up numbers.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take just a serviceable player, a guy who could give you some like good defensive minutes on the Knicks at that backup four. I'm not looking for like anything crazy there.
They need size.
Yeah.
They're pretty small.
Yeah. Someone that's
size. You know who Christian Wood is? Remember that guy, Chris Copeland?
Yeah.
You might be right.
Yeah.
That's that one big contract.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Copeland, man, he was getting like 30 minutes a game against Indy in the semifinals.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot about
and
him.
And then just, they just disappeared. Never heard from again.
Probably went to China.
China.
They did announce another quick thing, and you know we'll obviously talk about this even more in the future. But they did announce the dates for the in-season tournament that's being implemented for no reason at all in Vegas.
Oh my god, it's so stupid!
It's so stupid. Like I can't figure it out. So it's December 7th and 9th in Vegas. I still don't get it. Like, why? Like, what is this?
Like, it's taken me 3 years to figure out the play-in.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Yeah. Like, I don't get this. And, like, Woj is saying, like, stats won't count towards the regular season in the final. Like, who cares? Like, what is this? I don't see the point in it at all.
The stats don't count? For what? What do you mean?
Like, I guess in the semifinals, whatever stats players put up, that will count towards their regular season numbers. But the championship game, it won't.
But isn't the championship game included in the regular season win and loss?
I don't know. I don't know what this is. I don't know why. Is it just a gate attract more interest because it's, you know, it's still the NFL? Like, is this just a way to get viewers? Like, I don't get it.
You're making the East Coast guys, like teams, like fly out for another all the way to the West Coast. Like, that's a lot of.
Yeah.
Hopefully those teams are like playing on the West already, you know, and then can kind of go there. But that's like
I don't get it.
A trip that the teams hate doing.
I don't get it. I really don't.
Well, you know what? It's another reason to go to Vegas in December.
I think here's my little conspiracy on it. I think it's a way to get Vegas to kind of get people excited about a Vegas NBA team in Vegas. True. Which is definitely coming in a few years that LeBron is going
to
be owning.
And not for nothing. It's another thing to bet on. Like, oh, who's going to win the play-in tournament championship?
That's probably – yeah, that's probably – watch who the sponsors are going to be for this. Sponsored by FanDuel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably have 47 bets on 47 futures on it.
Yeah, I guess we'll wait and see what this ends up being.
Vegas needs a team, 100%.
They're getting one, and LeBron's probably going to own it, and – the Supersonics will probably be back, hopefully. And then I guess they'll probably move the Pelicans and the Grizzlies to the East, is what I'm assuming. That would probably make the most sense. And that's probably how it'll be, 32 teams. So
no Seattle, though?
No, I said Vegas and Seattle.
Oh, you did say Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Vegas. So, yeah, Sonics come back. Vegas has a team. And then you move the Grizzlies and Pels to the East. That's probably...
I like it.
What makes the most sense. But
it'd be cool if KD and Westbrook and Jeff Green and maybe even Harden, like, were still around.
And went to the Sonics?
Let's all go sign with Seattle.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. Yeah. Let's run it back. Yeah.
Age 40.
Oh, I got another NBA topic. Kind of pretty – I thought it was big news. Jeff Van Gundy got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jalen Rose.
The Jeff Van Gundy thing doesn't make sense to me because, like, him, Mark Jackson, and Breen were, like, they're the duo. They're the triplet, you know? Like,
I think I know why Van Gundy got – you could tell so many times that Breen –
he's very critical.
Yes, Breen was probably like, oh, like, Jeff, don't say that. You know what I mean? Like, and it probably was just too many times. You could tell, like, there was probably some ESPN execs who were like – they just were like, all right, we're done with this. We can't anymore.
That's a big conspiracy that him and his brother are hated.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear that Stephen A. podcast?
No, like, but he thinks he's next, like, right?
Yeah. He's like, I could be next. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're the highest. Well, he is the highest paid guy there. So
yeah, but he also, I feel like he does three times the labor of everybody on the station.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Everything, like, anything happens, and it's like, let's go to Stephen A.
Yeah.
It's like UFC fight night. Stephen A.
Yeah.
I know. Like, he's everywhere. It's crazy. Yeah, a lot of people got let go. Supposedly there's more coming.
So I'm hearing Bob Myers is probably taking Jalen Rose's seat.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
And then there are rumors that, I guess, instead of Jeff Van Gundy, maybe Doc Rivers goes in.
J.J. Redick, too.
Oh, him too. Yeah, he's a hot name out there now.
Yeah.
I would like Redick. Doc Rivers' voice.
I can't. Yeah. I can't with the raspy voice.
Does he have enough voice for this?
Yeah. I can't.
No, thank you.
I can't with the raspy voice. No. Yeah. No, thanks. And yeah, I think they wanted a fresh voice because Jeff Van Gundy is definitely like a get off my lawn guy. I mean, he's great, but you know, so is Mark Jackson. They definitely needed like, oh, we need, you know, but young people are the ones watching. You needed kind of like, I feel like the old school voice, but
whatever. Yeah, Redick might be a good counteraction to that.
Yeah. Jeff Van Gundy was very critical, and he was absolutely candid. He would say what critical of, you know, refs and the calls and the NBA, but he was really funny. Like his corniness was like refreshing.
Oh, it was great. No, I loved him. He'll be missed. You know, I don't know what he's going to do TNT. Next, but
I was going to say I hope he latches on TNT. That'd be great.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe assistant coach to Jason Kidd.
Well, that's what I think he might be his next move. Like, all right, time to go back to coaching, you know?
Yeah.
So that might be the move, but yeah, we'll see. Oh, another move we didn't really talk about, Chris Paul to the Warriors. Is that a big deal, you think? Or, you know, or
I think no, like they're not gonna, I don't think they're legit contenders at all.
I mean, they'll still be in the mix, but I do think the Nuggets, Suns, Lakers are the three.
Yeah.
And the Kings. I think they're only going to get better, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the Wolves will get better, too.
Yeah. What are they doing? What's going on with Kat?
They're paying three centers like probably half $1 billion, right?
Yeah. What's Kat doing? Like, what's going on there? That's another guy.
I read from a Twins beat. I'm sorry, not Twins. T-Wolves beat writer that they want to run it back because Kat was hurt all year. They're like, well, we don't really know if this is going to work, so we need to really see it first.
Yikes. They're not going in. That team's not going anywhere. I mean, oh, yeah, yeah. I'd be so pissed. If I'm a T-Wolves fan, I'm so pissed right now.
The center position is so, like, it became like the NFL's version of the running back, and they just went the other way with it. We'll get three of them.
They zagged.
Big time.
We'll pay all of them.
Yeah. 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 That's
going back to that Chris Paul trade, I think a good bet would be Jordan Poole to lead the NBA in scoring.
Scoring, turnovers, shot attempts.
Yeah, the whole
he's going to average 40 a game, but shoot 29% from the floor.
Oh, yeah. So, it's going to be ugly.
To that point, the Warriors, right? Like, not even the 90s Chicago Bulls were together for 10 years. Like, they have made their place in the history books as a dynasty. The Warriors are a dynasty in the NBA. Like, I don't know what paying Draymond 100 and having him back for 4 years, like 4 years of Draymond Green. I already think he's starting to get watched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that guy can't get up for big games anymore because, like, unless it's like a game six or game seven and it's like the second or third round in the playoffs, like, it's not going to amp him up anymore. And I don't think Klay Thompson's the guy that he used to be. Wiggins had a rough year this past year. I don't know with that team. And then you add Chris Paul to it. Like, he might be that Kyle Lowry role, but that's it.
Yeah. This might be it this year. Like, if they don't go anywhere, it might be blow up time, you know?
Do you guys think that's kind of why Bob Myers stepped away?
Yeah,
like, I think so. I don't want to deal with this. Like,
I don't
want to deal with this situation.
Yeah, I had my run. It was good.
Yeah, Kerr's back is going to flare up by, like, December.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be good.
He's another guy. He was really, really good on TV. Like, I could see him going back to TV for a while.
Yep.
Break.
Yeah, he was a major TV guy for a little while. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, anything we pretty much got to everyone. As far as
everything.
I guess we'll watch and see. We got Wembanyama's debut tomorrow, right? Summer League?
Friday.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Not tomorrow, Friday. So two nights from now.
Wemby.
So we'll get to see that.
I'm rooting for him. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. I definitely want to tune in and watch him.
I want him to be really good, and I want Chet Holmgren to be really good.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
Absolutely. Brandon Miller has had 15 fouls in two games, so that's, you know, nothing to see here.
A little alarming.
Yeah, pretty bad. He had 8 fouls, I think, today, and 7 like the other night. I'm like, what? First off, I didn't know you there was no foul limit in Summer League, but I guess here we are.
Yeah.
Scoot hasn't played yet, right? I don't think he's made his debut yet.
Yeah.
I'm pumped for that. I think he's going to be really good. And then...
Yeah, me too.
The Nets... Nets don't even have a Summer League team, do they?
Yeah, we're sending out Clowney.
Oh, nice.
The kid we drafted from Alabama.
Okay. Are they playing where? They're not in Vegas, are they? Where's the other city?
I think they're in the Orlando one, or I'm not sure, but they definitely have a team somewhere.
The Orlando one that's in like a high school gym.
Yeah, I think they're hanging a banner for Cam Thomas in the summer league.
Nice, nice
for his 2-year run.
I know the Knicks. They got, I mean, two players maybe to watch is Jalen Martin, who comes from he played in the was it Elite? What was that league called?
Yeah, Overtime Elite.
Overtime
Elite. Overtime Elite.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like a 6'6 wing guy, athletic. I mean, you know, something to see. And then Isaiah Robbie, you know, see what he's got. He had some glimpses with the Thunder, but that's about it.
I don't know. But listen, we're in a sports drought right now. If you told me that you guys were playing the Summer League, I'd watch it.
Yeah, give me anything.
I tried to watch yesterday. It was raining out. I was trying to watch baseball. Fell asleep right away.
Yeah, I can't. We had the Yankees on in the background. We were at my in-laws for a barbecue, and you know, I was watching, but I'm just like, I just can't with baseball anymore. I don't know. I can't do it. It's tough, you know.
Tough.
But yeah, and then football starts later this month. Training camp.
Jets.
We'll get into that.
Wait, time out. The Jets Hard Knocks. Is that everything?
Yeah.
Apparently, the Packers GM said. Maybe he has inside information. He's like, oh, I'm excited to watch those Packer, the ex-Packer guys on Hard Knocks with the Jets this year. I mean, the Jets, like, they literally said, like, don't put us on. Like, it's fucked up. It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's good for us, but, like, if the coaches don't want it, like, you got to kind of, like, you know, it's not good.
They've been on, and how come, like, John Mara gets away with not having the Giants on? Like, he was adamant, like, we'll never do it.
Because I know deep down Woody probably wants it, and the coaches are like, "No, like stop." You know, Woody's gonna Woody. He wants all the attention.
Woody's gonna Woody.
I will say in the past couple of years, like I know Tony, I don't think you watch it, but like I usually watch it, and they don't portray teams in a bad light. They don't. Like I don't think there's funny stuff, and it's mostly guys. It's like focused on guys that end up getting cut anyway.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
But I think,
the last time the Jets made the playoffs is when they were Hard Knocks. Rex.
Yeah.
Let's go eat a fucking snack, right?
Let's go eat a fucking snack.
Yeah, that was the last time they were in the playoffs.
That might be the best like clip from Hard Knocks. Like, that's
yeah.
The most
yeah.
Ever.
Oh, yeah, that season was the best. For sure.
Yeah.
Cromarty couldn't name his kids.
That was the last one I watched.
Revis going to the Roscoe Diner.
Yep. But yeah, I mean that was the last Hard Knocks I watched. So,
I was gonna say, Adam, are you?
I watch it.
Are you nervous that the Giants aren't gonna sign Saquon?
I don't know. I mean, I am because I think Jones threw like 28% of his passes to running backs last year, and there's no replacement. So. I do kind of feel like both sides need each other, so I think eventually it'll come to a head.
It's like gone on for a long time now.
It has. I feel like it has.
It's weird that they haven't figured it out.
Is Dalvin Cook still out there?
Yeah.
Cook. Like if Cook, you're the Giants Hopkins, and like this keeps Hopkins. Going on, and you're just like, okay, let me call Dalvin Cook and get him for like you know cheap.
There's a lot of guys left, like Kareem Hunt, Zeke. Zeke's only like what 27. Get him in a backup role. Get him in a backup role for cheap. He'd be fine.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about Barkley. I think they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Who's your backup? Who's your backup running back?
Is it still Breed of the Cheetah? Would you be saying
Breida?
Breida, and then Breida. They drafted somebody.
Oh, that's right,
God.
Yeah.
Josh, are you nervous about it?
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit nervous because I want him back, but I'm just worried that, you know, I just don't understand why it's taking this long. Like, obviously, like, they had an offer. It was too low. Now the market tanked. So are you just now, are you lowering the offer? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if the offer was 12 and you were going to give it to him in November, now the market changed or no running back. Outside now, are you lowering? Now you're just saying
is it like 8?
The tag, yeah. But like, he is valuable to our team. You know, I know he's running back.
He's pretty much their best offensive player, right? I mean,
they also ran him into the ground the first half of the season, then he had nothing left in the second.
Yeah, I mean, I think they got to figure it out. At least get him for one more year, and then figure it out after that. Because, or else, what are we doing? It's going to be a long year. Might be a long year anyway.
And I think he's a good citizen. Like, he doesn't, like, make a lot of noise. He's never complained. He comes into work. I think he's really tight with Daniel Jones.
I don't think you'll see anybody pull a Le'Veon Bell anymore, right? After what happened to him?
No. He regretted that. I think he came out recently and just said that was really dumb.
He lost all his money. He was never the same. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Adam Gase, man. Ruining lives all over.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. What else? What's everyone watching TV-wise? Anything?
No, just started The Bear.
Oh, yeah. The Bear. We got... Yeah. Has everyone watched The Bear?
Season 1?
Okay. Yeah,
not season 2.
Season 2's out. It was amazing. Definitely go watch that.
What are you watching on? Is it on Hulu or something?
Yeah,
you
watch it on Hulu. It's 10 episodes. Okay. And they're anywhere from like 30 to 40 minutes, so it's a nice binge. You could binge it real quick. And then Katie and I just watched Based on a True Story. You heard of that one?
Is it based on what?
So it's with Kaley Cuoco and
I watched it.
Oh, you seen it, right?
Yeah.
Good. It's an interesting premise. So like, it's like this couple. They're kind of like down on their luck, so to speak. Like in a rut. Like, you know, he's like a has-been tennis player. She's a real estate agent. She's having a baby. They're like, they don't have any money. But she's like really into these murder podcasts because that's like a huge industry now. And
huge.
And they meet this guy. There's like this, they're in LA and like there's this killer called the West Side Ripper. He's killing women and stuff. And I don't want to spoil it too much, but they end up like starting this murder podcast and they do it like with the killer. And I don't know. It's kind of funny. It's a funny concept.
Not bad.
I liked it.
It's good. You put it on, watch it. Well, you know, while you're doing other stuff, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. There were some things in there that are just like kind of cringe because it's like so unrealistic. But
Yeah.
But it was, I think it was 8 or 10, I think 8 episodes. Again, 30, 40 minutes. Quick, easy.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Easy binge. It's on Peacock if you have that. So
Peacock.
Yeah, so those are like 2 shows. Bachelor's back or Bachelorette. It's awful. I'm like so out on that show. what else? Yeah, that's about it. So, nothing else.
There's not much new. Nothing. Really new.
The Idol, I watched that. It's awful.
They canceled it.
Yeah, I think 5 episodes, right? They're like,
yeah, okay. They're saying it's like the biggest bust in HBO history.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It was just like way over the top. Like
they gave it the Succession time slot and it lasted 4 episodes.
Yeah, pretty bad. Same creator as Euphoria, which is like a mega hit. But yeah, people couldn't. It was just, I guess, too sexual and too just over the top. And The Weeknd, was his character was nuts. I don't know. I watched it. I didn't watch the last episode. I watched the first 4, and I was like, you watch it just kind of like laughing because it's just so out there. But good cast. Just didn't, you know, pan out.
little much.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But I did finish rewatching The Sopranos.
That's right. That's right. You were watching.
And, yeah. Yeah. I wasn't happy with the ending.
still never be happy. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Still never be satisfied with that one. I think we can all admit.
Frankie cried when Chris died.
When Chrissy died.
Yeah. It's a sad one.
That's a tough one. Bobby. Yeah. Bobby's the toughest for me. But yeah. Well, he was one of the good guys, you know.
Mikey Palmisi. That's my guy. Go take a mite all.
Oh, shit. But, all right, guys. We've,
Well, I have one thing to say.
Yeah, say it.
Oh, wait, Josh. Congratulations, by the way.
On what?
Oh, on your round.
You shot an 86. Oh, that's right.
89. Yeah, I got lucky.
What? That's legit. That's a big milestone.
Ready for the tour.
It's huge.
It's weird. It's like playing basketball and just being really hot, like on a heater. I tried to play it after that, and I think it was just drained or whatever, and I shot terrible. But I did it once, so
that's all that matters. That.
Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. That's
yeah.
That's great.
But what I was gonna say is, I've been kind of going out there and telling everybody. The conspiracy pod is coming.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Everyone's getting hyped up for it. They want us, you know, people have told me, you know, put it on Instagram, like a poll, what conspiracies, like asking people what they want to hear
about.
That's
a good idea.
We just add them on there.
Should we try and make that one in person, maybe?
I was just going to say that.
We could do that, yeah. Let's do it.
Early August? I might be open, like...
Yeah, because I think that's going to be a long one, because I got a couple. I was just thinking about it.
Oh,
they got
God.
A couple of...
I have so many.
There's a couple sports ones that I like, and then we could just do overall.
You guys come to my house, we could do it on the roof if you guys want.
Ooh.
Yeah. Rooftop? I don't
do you have... if you have enough outlets out there.
Oh, yeah, we got outlets.
Yeah, we can make it work. As long as the noise isn't too crazy. Is it quiet?
Yeah, that would be the big thing. Maybe it could get windy.
Cops might show up.
Yeah,
because I've been talking about and hyping it up that we are going to do this like right before football starts, and right now it's kind of like a dead zone. People have been on Instagram or like texting me. They'll just find conspiracies on Instagram,
Twitter, bring it all,
and TikTok, and they've just been sending it to me, and I'm like, all right, I think I in turn just sent it to you guys, but. This is going
to
be fun.
Bring it all. The goal is to be deplatformed. That is the goal. that'll be the end of the God Pod. If the end of the God Pod
we got to hit on one.
Is this episode? I'll be happy with it. It was a great run. we said what we needed to say. I'll still have the recording. Let's do it. We'll talk offline, obviously. We'll pick a day. And we'll make a big this is highly anticipated. It's coming.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. Good shit, guys. So, hopefully your tweeta doesn't get exceeded. Adam, we know yours won't. And we'll take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.
You're welcome!